You must have been thrilled to get the monkey off the back, but last week that was absolutely magnificent. Thanks for your time tonight.
No worries. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you're right. We played some good footy, but we also played some pretty ordinary footy. And really, it was just probably one quarter in those losses, and it was still there last week, clearly, that first quarter. But it was probably just one quarter that was letting us down. The Gold Coast game, we coughed up, you know, 5 goals in that second quarter, and that was the same as the Port Adelaide game. So, yeah, we were shooting ourselves in the foot in one quarter, but playing some pretty good footy in the other quarters. So I think there was always a lot of belief within the group that, you know, we put it all together, we could get a win. So, yeah, it was good for the players and all the staff, really, just to get that reward for effort in those last 2 games.
And good for the coach, no doubt.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, staring down the barrel of zero and four is not ideal. So, yeah, it was good to get a win, good to get the win column going. So, yeah, we're looking for 3 in a row this week, so we're going to have to play 4 quarters to be able to get over West Coast. But, you know, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of belief in the group. So, yeah, we're tracking okay.
The big question coming up this week will be Nat Fyfe's hamstring. I heard him talk yesterday. He said he's a little bit sore but thinks that he'll play. Are you confident that he will?
No, not overly confident at the moment. The first time we got running yesterday was... Well, the first time we got moving after the game was yesterday, and he did pull up a little bit sore in that hamstring. So I think he was going off to get it scanned today, and... We'll await for that scan result. But it's got to be in some sort of doubt, given that he's still feeling it 3 days after the game. So we'll see how he gets through training tomorrow if he trains, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, there has to be some doubt around his hemi at the moment.
Justin, there's a bit of conversation about Nat going out and surfing during the week. I think he was doing a promotional video, actually, with Mick Fanning. So not sure if he actually even surfed or not. Can you give us any clarity on that and if you're comfortable as coach with it?
I had to do some AFL media up there as well. I definitely wasn't surfing. It's not my go, but he had that plan for a while, and it just happened to fall on a 6-day break. And I'm not sure how much surfing he did, but he had to do it for the AFL and I think the Queensland government. And he's always obliges when he gets asked to do stuff. So I don't know whether it was a contributing factor or not.
Ideal circumstances, Justin, would you have preferred him not to have surfed?
He surfs every week. So from my point of view, last week the doctors and the medical team cleared him to train, full train, and cleared him to train all week. So from my point of view, he was fit to play. So whatever he usually does during the week when he's fit to play, I'm happy with whatever he chooses to do. So I know surfing's a big part of a lot of our players' weekly preparation and relaxation and whatever they do out there on the water. So, yeah, I was happy with him surfing.
Sean Darcy is the other issue that needs addressing. He got the big whack, concussed. Is he playing or is he available to play?
At this stage he is, yeah. He's pulled up really well. Given we've got an 8-day break, that's going to give him even more time. So he's going to have to get through training and get the all clear after training. But every indication is that he's tracking well. So it'd be nice to have him back and nice to have him out there playing 4 quarters. I actually thought he was probably our best player up until he got hurt. He's starting to show some really good signs. So really need to get some continuity in his game because he's got a lot of talent and he's just getting to the right age now and the right experience to really start showing it week in, week out.
Justin, you must be obviously looking forward to the Derby this week. You're back at home, Optus Stadium, 30,000 people, and this will be the first game you've actually coached home and away in Perth, your home state.
Yeah, it's been a unique season for a lot of people, but as you said, this is the first time we get to play in front of our home crowd and at our home ground. So I'm really looking forward to it. It's a great stadium. I've been there when I was with Collingwood as the away team, and it's a really hostile environment. So it'll be good to be on the home team this time, and can't wait for Sunday.
How's sitting in the coach's chair, Justin? A lot of people aspire to be a coach, and you start with 4 losses in a row. How's the job feel now that you've actually got it compared to what you thought it might be?
I'm loving it. I love the build up to the games. I'm really fascinated with the mental side of the game, and I think preparation is the absolute key to performance. So I'm really really interested in making sure that I can prepare the players as best I can. I have felt helpless at times on game day,
yep.
Especially in those critical moments where you're in the box and you just need to let the players do their thing and there's not much you can do about it. So I have found myself getting a little bit frustrated, a little bit excited, and I've let the emotions go a little bit more than I actually thought. And funny, my wife mentioned to me the other day, I thought you'd be a lot less emotional in the box than you are. I just find it, helpless at times, but really enjoying, I really enjoy game day. It's just sometimes those little moments happen in the box where you feel helpless and you can't do anything else but let your frustration or your joy shine through. So,
how were you feeling when Sonny Walters gave away that 50-metre penalty?
Well, probably not as upset as I was when he kicked it the wrong way.
He had an interesting day, didn't
good
he?
Good answer.
The game couldn't have unfolded any worse at the start with your best player kicking it the wrong way. So, the one thing I know about Sonny is he's just so competitive, and he loves the club, and I just knew he would try and make up for it the best he could, and there's no doubt that was the reason why he was involved in the match winning play, and I'm glad the ball ended up in his hands because not many players under that pressure would have been able to see the loose players we had on that wing. So he well and truly made up for it.
Hey, Justin, just a quick one. The whole interchange thing has been in the news again over the weekend with the game and congestion. A lot of people say bring the interchange right back down to even 10 or 20. I saw Kevin Bartlett suggest. Do you think that would ease congestion, or do you think it'll make it worse?
To be honest, I probably think it would make it worse. Purely because I think coaches just want to give their teams the best chances of winning. And if there was less rotations and teams started getting tired and an opposition got a run on, I think there'd be a fair flood getting back into the team with momentum's backline, and it would congest it even more. So I'm happy just with the game the way it is at the moment, let it unfold. I mean, it's just such a unique season that we're not going to get everything right on the field this year, but just leave the game alone and let it settle down and let the players adjust to the conditions that we've got at the moment, because I think you'll find that they'll always adjust.
Justin. Justin, appreciate your time. Let's hope for the Dockers' sake you make it three in a row on the weekend in the Derby. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.